Yeah, you could have like different levels of advice. You could, like, for like a platinum level, you could call it the double fisted manifester.
Whoa, I'm not double fisting, no manifestation.
Double stuffed.
Oh,
they call him the manifester.
That's the supervillain side of it.
It was like a He-Man villain, yeah.
Well, they already had Fisto.
Right.
Fucking, I
Ram
love
Man and Fisto.
Incorporated in 1875, proclaimed as the City of Destiny, Tacoma has maintained itself as the City of Grit. Tacoma kept its in-your-face artistry and individuality that sets it apart from anywhere else in the world. Our never-say-die attitude continues to this day. We are honored to bring to you those who live in Tacoma and its surrounding areas, whose contributions are what bring this city to life. The reputation is real. Welcome to the Grit City Podcast. Here are your hosts.
Welcome to the Grit City Podcast. I'm Justin.
I'm Scott.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Derek.
And we've got a whole bunch of bullshit going down. This is a late sermon for all of us.
Yep.
And I feel it was part of the festivities that maybe we partook in the previous day, because today we are recording on 4/21. If you're listening live, it's the Sunday after 4/20, and you can listen live on our Discord if you'd want to, like Keisha and Brandon and Craig, our recording bot.
Yeah, do the math, motherfuckers. It's 4/20 plus one.
So yeah, we're a little bit slower on 4/21 because of maybe 4/20.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we killed a bunch of brain cells.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Scott, couldn't hear you, Scott, there. What were you saying there?
Yesterday was a good one. Today's been a good one as well. So
yesterday was awesome because we had a special Patreon podcast that we all at different variations in time took part in. Some more than others. But
mostly me.
Yeah.
No, Jeff was there too, and Derek was there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I made plenty of poor decisions on that episode.
Yeah.
POUR, poor decisions.
Yep.
Because, yeah, when we're all hanging out together impromptu on 4/20, it doesn't have to be about, partaking in the holiday. It's just camaraderie and getting obliterated in our own special, unique ways.
And then keeping the party going afterwards.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What'd you get up to?
A whole lot of nothing. Played a lot of board games with the wife, played some video games with the wifey, and then, just kept drinking. So we recorded that episode at 4:20. I didn't get to bed till 6 a.m., so that'll tell you exactly what I got up to.
And that's why we're having a late Sunday sermon.
Awesome.
Accurate.
Yep. That is fucking hilarious. What else?
It was like that too, man. I didn't get to bed till it was almost like 1, probably.
Man, but I thought I was a late.
Well, no, I passed out on the couch. That's why.
Yeah, I thought I was late going to bed at midnight, but you guys got me beat. Good job. It's hard to stay up late when, I don't know, when you're almost 45.
Nah, it was even harder to get up this morning.
That's fair. I'm surprised you're saying getting up this morning and not saying getting up this afternoon.
It's only because I set an alarm to get up at like 11 o'clock.
You had to set an alarm for it. That's perfect. I love it. Well, you can listen to all of the 4/20 festivities that we partook in, at least around 4/20, because that's going to be a special Patreon podcast. Patreon podcast. See what I did there?
I saw.
Yep. And we all talk about all sorts of things that go on that episode, like that I'm going to have to go back and listen to because I missed some of it. I think I missed a lot of it.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun of what we're doing over there. We got a movie chat bonus that we recorded with Grit City Hounds. He was kind enough to stop by and hang out with us. And then, yeah, we'll have that 420 episode as well as other bonus content like The Question and whatever the hell else we decide we want to chat about that doesn't fit the main episodes.
Yeah. Some of it might be, we might do a video game chat, but it might be just be me complaining and bitching like an old man. So I don't know if we want like old men yelling at clouds for video game chat or not. We'll have to see where my state of mind is. Because right now, I don't feel very, very proud to be hate playing a game right now. So, like, I don't know if I want to talk about it or not, but we'll get around.
Yeah, and we also just thought about, and maybe it's something we still record, Justin, you and I, about doing like a spoiler cast for that Fallout TV show.
Oh, yes. God, I need to talk about that. I need to talk about this so much.
Have you guys finished it all the way?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Okay. Yep. Last weekend I binged. So I had watched a couple episodes through the week when it first launched, like one episode a night. And then that following Sunday, I binged the last six episodes of it.
Oh, God.
How about you, Jeff? Have you watched
so
it?
So good. I have a life, Scott. Thank you.
Fuck you, Jeff. Fuck you.
Well, don't you watch Hallmark movies, dude?
I know, right? I watch a whole lot worse. We watched a lot, but we just binged Love After Lockup today, Jesus Christ. Yeah, no. I haven't got around to it.
Well, to be fair, Jeff just got off of a fucking cruise, essentially. So, right. Like,
and you didn't really play the games either, right, Jeff?
No, yeah, I missed out on the games. Yeah,
yeah, me too, man. There was
one of my, not my thing either. Have you watched it though, Scott?
Sorry, no. I was drinking. No, I haven't.
Oh, okay. I would be.
I've been planning to, but yeah, I've seen the preview three or four times. Right,
I'd be interested to
so
get.
That means basically, I've seen it.
Yeah, I'd be interested to get your take just as a non-fan of the lore, because I know, like, it's. And we won't get too into it, but it was just like, I loved it as a person who loves the lore and like has just consumed all of that lore. And
yeah,
so I'm really intrigued to see what people think about it when like all the really crazy weird shit. I'm just like, oh yeah, that's pretty good. Isn't the soundtrack fire? So we'll have to do a special Patreon episode for that. And if you're not a part of our Patreon, go to patreon.com/GridCityPodcast. You can become a member. You get special. Who's honking their nose? Jeff, that's so grody.
Jeff.
Jesus, Jeff.
Well.
Jeff, I'm sorry. I'm not. I don't want to call you out for feeling well, but stop honking your honker without muting, bro.
I'll do that. All right.
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
Rain or shine, we are here to entertain you in our own disgusting ways. But yeah, go to patreon.com/GridCityPodcast and you can find out all about the cool other shit that we've got going on with that and all the special bonus stuff. Not only special episodes, but so much other things. Does that make sense? So much other things?
It does.
Yeah.
And we should have probably named some things, but I wasn't ready. So, but there are stickers and t-shirts and some other things.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
And even in our chat, if you see somebody with a... Well, they used to have purple names. I don't know if they have purple names anymore.
Yeah, they still do.
Okay. Well, you have a special Patreon channel. Yep, and they do. They have little special purple names because they have special purple powers. I don't know. We gave them all sorts of special things that I don't even really know about.
Yeah, I do want to give a shout out to that patron chat. Like, all of us just kind of post our own stuff in there of whatever we're doing to hang out. I know, Jeff, you posted a whole bunch of pictures from your vacation as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a good time if you want to see some more behind-the-scenes stuff to GCP.
Yep. And, well, that's usually kind of our, like, I don't want to say, like, naughty chat because it's not too naughty, but
no,
it's a little naughty.
Right. You see a little bit more. I feel comfortable sharing stuff here more than I do on the regular general chat.
Agreed. Absolutely.
I feel the same way.
Absolutely true. So you can hang out.
I love our Discord. I have to say that. Yeah. Like, Discord has been like the neatest thing since we started the podcast, I think.
I think it's been a savior for everything we do. I mean, absolutely through, you know, the pandemic and shit, but even just being able to get together and I know it saved my phone from getting a million text messages from Scott. We have a whole thing for his Scott topics. I did watch that entire heist video that you just posted in there. Like, dude, I watched the awesome breakdown, right? Of that shit's amazing. Like, I never hated your stuff, but I would never, like, you would send it as a text. Yeah, like, yeah, I would never look at it. Now it's like, oh, if I got a chance, I can go through the Discord and just see all sorts of crazy old shit that everyone posts. Most of the time it's Scott, and but everyone else kind of throws their things in there when they're like, hey, look at this. This is something interesting.
Yeah, I only post about a quarter of what I think.
Should be still a lot. But it's interesting. I love it, too. So
Some of it's stupid, but it's still cool.
Yep, that's also true. That's true. So you got to check out our Discord. I don't know what you guys got up to this weekend, but I wanted to just kind of run down the shit I did, because it actually is, like, every single day it was podcast adjacent. Nice. And it was kind of cool in that aspect. So Friday night, I lived the dream of the 90s, and I went to the Crocodile up in Seattle, and they have one of their venues there is a little 300-person venue called Madame Lou's, and at that place, I ended up watching one of my favorite bands of all time, Orgy, which, if you don't know, they did the cover of Blue Monday.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and 30-fucking-year-old band, you know, ridiculously old band, and went to go check them out. And as I was getting ready to go, I get a text from one of our previous guests on the podcast, Jody Ellen, who does the photography.
And, yep, Bright Eyes Photography.
Thank you, Bright Eyes, yes. And also was a part of Abney Park, which she was just back on with them, redoing some of the old music for that. And then also her own music, Jody Ellen, and also my realtor. Like, she does a million things, and we had her on the podcast a while back. Well, sure shit, she was at that show. So it was kind of cool to hang out with her again. And, I mean, she fucking...
That's awesome.
Yeah, she knows everyone. Apparently, she is friends with one of the band members of Cold, which nice. I was like, that's pretty amazing. So we hung out for a little bit there. So it was cool seeing her. And also living my dream of the 90s and watching Orgy, and it was fucking fantastic. I mean...
You've seen Orgy before, right?
To be honest, the last time I saw them was like 25 years ago. Like, okay. Family
that's
Values Tour
time.
In the 90s.
That's when I saw them.
Right? Yeah.
Different sides of the country, though, I think. I saw them in Virginia.
Yeah. I saw them here. I think they did Family Values at the Tacoma Dome.
Yeah.
So that was that long ago. And I wasn't sure if I wanted to see them again, but I watched a video of them at one other place, and I was like, okay, that it sounded pretty good. So I'm in. And I'll probably never get to see them again. You know, who knows? So...
How were they, though? Did they actually...
The show was fun. The show was not necessarily good. To be perfectly honest, it was the lead singer with hired hands, and the hired hands had been hired like 2 weeks before.
Oh, that's rough.
Yeah,
is
like
it because of the cocaine, as the musicians call it.
I mean,
the cocaine.
It's wrong band, but right vibe. Yes. So, but it was fun to go. I saw a couple of other friends there, so it was like a little bit of a, you know, a little bit of a reunion in some aspects.
A little goth hangout, a little goth.
Oh, dude, yeah. The goths go out to play. I was actually shocked, though, when I, like, looked at the set list and found out that they weren't going on till like, 11 o'clock. And I was like, how am I going to make it that late? But God damn it, I did. It was a good time.
I hope they have a place to sit down.
I had people with me who did mention that, and no, they didn't have a place to sit down because they were all taken. Yeah. Those people got there early and they camped out. We showed up fashionably late because my old person vibe is I'm not showing up for the opening band.
Right.
I don't care. I'm here to see Orgy, and I saw most of Cold, so that was cool too. And so that was fun. And then Saturday, I got a message from Clackwax, one of our great, Is she
golfing champions?
I was gonna say, I'm not 100%. I'm sure she. I think she's a patron, right?
Yeah, she is.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, a great patron. So her and her husband, who yes, are a part of Scotch Championship team, and in fact have the trophy at their home.
Nice.
They contacted me. She contacted me and said, "Hey, I have something for the podcast. When can I bring it by?" And I was like, "Well, I'm not doing anything because I stayed up till about 2 a.m. the night before. So I'm sitting at home hanging out. Come on over." So she brought over one of the coolest things, I think. I don't know, man. This thing is freaking amazing. She posted it and we posted it, and I'll throw it up in the just in the podcast channel for Discord so you can see it. But she crocheted an actual brass kraken for the Brass Kraken bar and for the podcast. A giant brass, like, she even found like brass type yarn or whatever, and all of its little tentacles have like wires in them, so they're posable.
Oh, that's cool. She did a great job. I've only seen pictures of it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, like, it's fantastic. I love it.
We'll be having a podcast party pretty soon with us, and you know, you guys will be able to see it in person. Dude, it's so fucking cool. Like, I love the
fact. That's awesome, man. We got.
Right?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, well, yeah, we got some very talented people out there. That's something.
Oh, yeah, exactly, because we have the painting that Suzanne Ackerman did as well.
Yes.
So I think now at this point in the bar, I'm going to have to, like, make a shrine to the podcast and just a couple of shelves that are just dedicated to the amazing stuff that our fans have made for us.
Right.
So shout out to Clackwix. Yeah. And Clackwack.
Yeah, nudes are appreciated.
Whoa. Actually, you know what? I'll tell you what. The wife's not in the chat, right? No. Okay. So if somebody paints a giant nude of Jeff,
wow,
I'll hang it up in the bar at least long enough to take a picture of it.
To Compton Files says DM sent.
My wife got pictures of me out in the water, man. And like I said, I was the whitest thing out there, natural or unnatural. You don't want to see me nude, man. There's a lot of.
Yeah, I'm not going to hold anyone to that, by the way. And it didn't, like, my whole weekend didn't even end with hanging out with Clackwax or Jody, because I was invited to another one of our podcast guests' previous, his milestone 40th birthday party.
Ooh.
Mr. Byron Pullen, our real estate mogul, still doing the real estate thing in University Place.
Nice.
So look him up and see how that's going if you're looking to buy and or sell. And make that shit happen. Or if you even just got any questions, because he's a great resource. He's a great resource around here because he still does part of the 253 magazine, and he'll throw out like his beer blog or his pizza recommendations on that, on his newsletters and stuff. So it's pretty cool, you know. But he was having his 40th at Seven Seas Brewery over on 21st and like Jefferson. And I had never been there before. And I didn't realize how fucking gigantic that place is.
Yeah, it's huge.
Like, it blew my mind. Because when you look at the Google Maps, it's just kind of on this street, very nondescript. I mean, I remember, I want to say that's the street, maybe even Tecompton remembers, if that was like the old, like, smelting plant. Or it wasn't a smelting plant, but it was something around there that burned down and then that got rebuilt. I might be a block off or something like that, but I think that might have been where it was. But you look at this and you're like, okay, it's just this little tiny entrance, and you figure, I've been to enough like Seattle bars where they're just like one long row that goes backwards. Like, it's just a real thin, like almost kind of hot dog shape.
Like a hallway?
Yeah, absolutely. So we walk in and you go up the stairs and you're like, okay, well, there's some stairs. That's fine. And then as you go up, it just opens up into this massive beer hall. And I was just blown away by how much room there was there.
Man, you know what? I'm thinking of a different place then, because I was thinking it was built on a hill for some reason and it went down. Maybe I'm thinking of Dystopian and how big Dystopian is.
Dystopian is big too.
Yeah.
And that's funny enough because the party was supposed to originally be at Dystopian, but they had a private event, so we had to move it. Or they had to move it. But yeah, so no, it was at Seven Seas. I'm sure you've been there before, but whatever. It's worth going again. I liked it. Yeah. It was really cool to hang out with Byron. I don't know if they do food or if you can, because they had brought in food. So they brought in like tacos and like Costco pizza, and it was fucking amazing.
Wow.
And then you just get your drink on, and then I played some pinball because they had some pinball there. And it was a cool vibe. I think it's a cool spot for people to hang out in. So, I would say we could do that sometime. I don't know. But that was how my weekend went.
I love their beer. I've always loved their beer. Like, they've always been super cool to us anytime we have done anything in the past, too. So, can't say enough good things about them. I am having, my brain is not working.
Is it not?
No, I cannot think of what the inside of the building looks like at all. And I'm trying to Google it, and my thumbs aren't working fast.
Oh, my God. That is hilarious.
Yeah, dude. I'm just.
So what happens when you record at 7 p.m. on a Sunday night?
It must be.
I know, on a 420 weekend.
Fuck. I know, right? How has your weekend been, Jeff? Should we get the Jeffscapades music rolling for this one?
Oh, fuck, yeah.
All right. Let's
you want to take a quick break before we do that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Speaking of getting lit back up, yeah, we can do that. We'll hit it, come back with a Jeffscapades and make that shit happen. Be right back.
I am with Rusty with RCF Exteriors. Rusty, how are you doing?
Not bad, not bad.
You do really good work.
I try, yes.
You created this studio with me.
I helped, at least the front part, you know.
Yeah.
Placing the windows, framing up the walls.
But also beyond that, I had you come and do what RCF Exteriors is known for, which is windows.
Yep.
The price was better than anybody else.
Yeah. We kind of have a saying where it's, you can pay whatever you want for windows. But for actually the same windows you get anywhere else, you get the same install, but not for these crazy prices.
People can go and check out a lot of the work that you've done at rcfexteriors.com. And the quality of the work and the price speak for themselves. Give them a call at 253-446-8845 and give me your motto because I think it's fantastic.
That's cut wood, not corners.
RCF Exteriors. Check them out at rcfexteriors.com.
Scott, are you there?
Yeah, man. Sorry. I was doing dumb shit. Sorry.
Oh, touching yourself. I get it.
No, I was on the Discord. I was chatting with people.
Oh, that's exciting.
Surprise, right. Motherfucker. Somebody typed that in Discord. I had to go see who it was.
It was me.
I know, I see that now. I was surprised. You got me, dude.
That's how I work. We are back, and I'm really stoked for, first off, I want to get people's opinions about
I have opinions, dude.
Well, about our Grit City Pop quiz.
Oh.
We ran it last week. And I want to get people's feedback. We're going to do it again next week, actually. And just let us know how you feel about it. It's kind of fun to do some sort of little fun segments like that. I had a lot of fun doing it.
Oh, man. I did so bad on that first round. I'm glad I redeemed myself later on.
Yeah, we still we show our God, it was embarrassing in some point moments.
Awesomeness.
Yeah. Awesomeness. Awesomeness. Yes. We did all of the awesome, but it was really great for Emily to kind of just see us through on various activities. So
to work with us.
Yeah. Yeah. Like just a lot of there's a lot going on with that. So
she was fantastic as a host, like hosting the game. She did a great job.
Absolutely. So check out Uneasy Events, yeah.
I do love the fact that she was like, no, you guys are on a team. You're not supposed to shit on each other. We just completely blew that off.
She's, I know. It was also entertaining because we were so mean to each other, and we actually are pretty mean. And there's some points where she's like, hey, you guys cannot be so mean. And we're like, this is just how we work. Don't worry. Like, we're not actually being mean. It's just, I mean, we were.
Yeah, we kind of.
It was just it's encouragement. It's constructive criticism, or something along those lines. Shout out to that. Shout out to Jeff. Jeff, first off, we're going to get to your Jeffscapades, but before we get to that, you've been working on this coloring book, and it is so fucking cool. And we're at go now, right?
Yeah, so it's print ready. It's ready to go. We just need to send it to the printers.
And what did you do with this? How many pages is this? It's so fucking cool.
We have, I think there's going to be 8 pages to color. And they are from T-shirts, and there's a couple new ones. There's a couple brand new pieces of artwork. First time doing a color book, so I had to have to think kind of backwards, you know. You have to kind of think about empty space and if it'd be fun to color and shit. And I was totally baked while doing this, so which wasn't a bad thing, kept me motivated.
No, get your creative juices going, man.
Yeah, so it helped me look at it, stuff at a different way. So I had fun making it, so I think everybody's gonna have fun. Do you know, coloring in it and stuff. We're also gonna do a digital copy. We're working out the details for the Patreons, and where you get a chance, where you get a solid copy and then a digital copy, so you could reprint these things.
Just to be fair, I am printing mine out and going to start coloring it probably tomorrow.
It's not a contest, dude.
Everything's a contest, and I'm going to win. So,
I will say, I do like the idea of digital coloring books, like the Paint My Numbers style apps. I've been addicted to those for a while, so I like the idea that, you know, I can pop it over in Paint and just do my thing.
I like that, too.
Oh yeah, well, I like regular crayons. So
I know. I don't. Yeah,
I do.
I'm not shitting on coloring stuff. As someone who's literally playing a board game about coloring and dice, I'm all for that too. But I just like the idea of having a digital version of it.
I saw that game you posted, Derek, and I was that was the first game that you've posted that I've been intrigued by. I was like, ooh, a coloring game. I can do that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. For those not in the patrons, that's Sagrada Artisans. It's a whole lot of fun.
That is fucking cool. I love that.
I'm jazzed about this coloring book, I just have to say. And good job, Jeff. I think everything in there is fantastic. So
thank you.
Good job, you man.
It's super cool. And once we all get it out there and we figure out ways to get it into people's hands, we'll let you know all about that. But now I think we need to get into a Jeffscapades. Jeff, you've had a fucking weird weekend. You've been sending us some weird ass text messages, man.
Yeah.
Like, this is like the Hills Have Eyes shit or something, man. I don't know.
The Jeffscapades!
So it started this week. I'm hanging out with my cat out in the backyard, and I hear a chopper coming, and I'm out with my new bucket hat I got from Jamaica, you know? So I'm hanging out in the backyard, and I hear the chopper coming. It's getting louder and louder, and usually it flies by the house, you know, usually. This time it comes right over the top, and it's low, like it's tree level low. They're running, and it's one of those dual rotored ones, you know, like the carry people. One? Yeah, fucking huge.
What?
So I'm thinking, you know, I'm going to be cool in my new bucket hat and give these guys a peace sign or something like that. My cat had other ideas. My cat would not back me up in a fight. My cat decided to run as fast as he can. So I didn't know where the cat was going. So I decided to get up and run, trying to catch the cat before it disappears. So I'm probably recorded 8 ways from Sunday trying to escape the helicopter. So that was weird. I think it was night after that happened. I couldn't sleep because I was feeling sick, and it was like 4 o'clock in the morning, and I'm hearing this noise outside. It was like a truck noise, a truck running, and usually trucks don't run out there because it's a road. Usually they drive by or they turn or they stop to wait for cars, but it's never as long as they were hearing it. So I decided to get up, see what the fuck's going on. So I grabbed my cell phone and I was going to snap a picture of it. It was like a RV, like a real brand new looking RV, just hanging out on the corner. So I go to take a picture and the fucking flash is on. So I want you to visualize it. And where we live, it's fucking dark. So
we've already established that Jeff is like the whitest person we know.
So I just gave away my location. As soon as it goes off, they drive off. So I'm like, fuck. So nothing happens. And So I'm still here. But then my wife comes in that day and she goes, or it might be the day after, she goes, luck penny. And I go, what? She goes, look, there's a note outside that was this penny. It says luck penny. And I go and I pick up the paper and I flip it over. And the little paper, it was just a little paper handwriting, it looks like a female handwriting, you know, everything's all big and wide, you know. And it says, prepare for the beautiful rapture. But the R is really little, and it just says aperture. So I think there is an R. And then it says something like 80L or 801IAER303. Scott said it looked like it said soldier at first, and I thought, oh, that's interesting.
That's also creepy, right?
Yeah. So I don't know what the fuck that means.
Yeah, that's how I read it, just from the picture, because I didn't zoom in. I just looked at the picture, and just from looking at it from a distance, it read soldier 303, and I was that's fucking creepy, right?
Which, in fairness, like, I Googled both versions of that. I could not find anything related to this.
I mean, I feel like that means you're safe, Jeff.
Right. Yeah. It's just a singularity lack.
He's just not fighting a cult. He's fighting one on one.
I think the helicopter is hilarious because I can just picture some fucking soldiers out there on the fucking helicopter,
just laughing.
Right, dude. Just to look at this fucking pothead chasing his cat.
Exactly. That's what I thought. I thought they got good enough. But I read it in our neighbors that a lot of other people got buzzed too. They ran some sort of drill out here.
Yeah, do you get a lot of that out here, right? You'll hear, I'm sure you hear them even louder than I do, but when they're like shooting guns and stuff out there, you hear it.
Right, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we know mortars and stuff, like that makes sense, but.
Well, and they do the plane too. Like they'll drive or they'll fly over the fucking big ass plane in the middle of the night, and it's just barely, it feels like it's just barely over the tops of the light poles, man.
Right, it will shake your house for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's fucking huge and in low, dude.
Yeah, no, there's plenty of podcast content that I had to cut planes flying over or pausing scenes and things for it.
Yeah, that shit sucks. Yes, they need to realize that we're out here podcasting and they need to
what the shit?
Adjust their flight paths.
Yeah, but definitely
our home is super creepy, dude.
Oh, it was a beauty though, man. It was so I'm hoping it was just a dude trying to get a jump on his vacation, you know, his Friday.
Sounds like it was a brand new one. Maybe it was just, you know. That seems better than when you look out the window and it's all the windows are busted out and they got tape over them.
It pulls off.
Man,
it's towing another car behind it that has the fucking windows busted out of it.
I want to get my fucking Safe Streets fucking cape and get on a motorized scooter like you guys mocked me about because we got that shit going on a little bit around our places. People that just camp out and I'm just like,
Right.
I'm sorry. You go out on a motorized scooter with your Safe Street sash.
Yep.
At night, you're going to turn into a new Compton Files story.
That might not be true.
I mean, no one messes with him, dude. Yeah. Like, that dude has a cape.
Yep, and
he must
sash.
Be a superhero.
Yeah. Right?
Like, stay away.
Respect the sash, man.
He's definitely crazier than we are.
I think I unwittingly, if you're in Tacoma, there's a way to report things. It's the Tacoma First 311. You can do it through the app, and you can do stuff like people leaving junk out, or there's potholes, or...
Did you accidentally tell on somebody, dude?
Well, here's the thing. It wasn't me, but I
someone
am...
Someone called from my phone.
No, but I definitely have, in recent months, made this app apparent to multiple groups that I'm a part of in my neighborhood.
Oh.
And so it's somebody had just like literally parked a car on someone's lawn. Like there was like, and there's like no battery. They just left a car on someone's yard. And we're like, what the fuck? And I'm like, well, report it to 311. And it was like a Facebook post or something. So I responded to it in my neighborhood. I subscribe to get notifications when people have reports. So I'll see it when people make the reports. So they did, and they made that report. I'm like, oh, awesome, that's cool. And so even if the police aren't making any headway and you don't think you are, it's really good to make the reports, because you'll have a consistent bit of information. And
Yeah, you start the paper trail.
Yeah, exactly, paper trail. And so I just keep telling people to do that. Well, yesterday I realized that now it is in the hands of people who, oh God. I mean, it's really
the Karens. You gave the Karens access.
I did.
He just spread out neighbors is what he did.
Yep.
I really did. So like next door, it's like now,
or next door. Yeah.
Yeah. It's now just like the living next door post. I watched somebody post. Like, and this literally sends a thing to the, like, Tacoma, like, whatever, like, the county or the city, whatever, like, they then delegate it to whomever needs it, it needs to go to. So if it's a trash thing, it'll be road services, or if it's a police matter, it will go to our local substation and all this. I watched
what you're saying, it's a legit service. It's not just to get on and bitch.
Yes,
about neighbors' complaint service,
dude. Right? 100%. And I watched someone last night make 4 complaints about the noise that their neighbor, because they were making too much noise on a Saturday night at fucking 10 p.m. on 4:20. The fuck out! Get the fuck out!
Looking at you, Justin.
Not me, man. No, but I did enable. I feel bad on that aspect because it's from my neighborhood. I see the ones from my neighborhood, so I know. And like,
I see you, Janet. I see you.
And they're fucking anonymous. I don't know where. Like, and they don't like. There's enough. Like, you can kind of figure out because it'll be, oh, my next door neighbor's over at this address. I'm like, all right, well, it's around that area then. Okay, but
anonymous.
Yeah.
No, my neighbor's right next to me. Here's a picture of their house.
Oh, man. Just like, seriously, it was amazing and terrible. And it was just, how can you, now I'm going to look up the map and just see exactly where it is. That way I can, oh yeah, it's pretty close to my house. It's not my house. It's far enough away. But no, it was literally just noise complaints.
You feel responsible for this, though.
A little bit, though. But I feel knowledge is power. It's just people that are using it like fucking dipshits.
That's what we do, Justin.
But I want people to be informed to make the correct decisions, and then they just make bad decisions.
Yeah. Bad decisions are what we do.
Yeah. Yep. Well... I'm trying. I'm
Let
still going to advocate for
myself.
This isn't a bad decision, because I'm stoked that we're going to be going to CryptoCon.
Yeah.
and I'm going to be doing panels, and I'm going to get you guys to come and do panels with me because it's about podcasting.
Hell yeah.
Yep. Close optional.
Well, I mean, it is Crypticon, so you.
I was going to say, that's the after parties.
Yeah. There will be some after parties. I know I'll be hitting up the ones on Friday because Saturday I got Static X at the Temple Theater down here in Tacoma, so I got to hit that up.
That's a great concert for Crypticon. Isn't the lead singer dead?
Yes. As bluntly as you put that, but yes, you are correct. And it's a different lead singer now, but is made up to look like
too
him.
Too soon.
It's been like 10 years. What are you talking
it's
about?
Been a long time. Yeah. But also kind of hilarious. But yeah, no, it's
I'm sorry,
yeah.
That was wrong.
But yeah, so, I mean, you're not wrong, but it's happening also on my birthday. So that is going to be, there's going to be a ridiculous day of that where at Crypticon on my birthday, going to have podcasting panels on at 2 and at noon, or yeah, noon and at 2. And then I'm going to be going to the show at the Temple Theater. And then I have to come back on Sunday for another podcasting panel. So if you want to learn about how to do podcasting, you can come and hang out. Or if you just want to hang out with us, and maybe I'll bring some shit because it'll be fun to hang out with people. If you're going to be at Crypticon, which if you've never been to a convention, this is a really good one to go to, especially if you're down for horror stuff. Like if you're kind of squicked out by like guts and gore and stuff, maybe not. Unless you want to face your fears, and then I believe in you, and I believe you can do it.
Yeah, and you'll see a lot of GCP alumni there. Like you'll see Ken there. He usually has a booth.
Yeah.
I know my old tattoo artist, she runs a booth there as well. So
nice.
Yeah, it's a whole lot of fun.
I didn't see a lot of gore at Crypticon except in the movies, right? Like if you want to go watch like the film festival, like expect that, right? But it's a horror film festival. So, I mean,
yeah, you get what you pay for in that one.
Yeah, like that's it's right in the fucking title. So like, come on, man. But yeah, I mean, other than that, I mean, you see skeletons and scary things, you know, but not.
But I see a lot of little kids, especially a lot of little girls. Dads love bringing their little girls. Their girls dress up like witches and other things. And then fairies.
Well, it's
more
family
dragons.
Fun than anything. Yeah. I thought. You see some scary clowns and they do the hearse show, which is really
I love
fun.
That. Yeah.
People are friendly, way too friendly for hearses. You know what I'm saying? They're like, get in, it's okay. And I'm going, no, it's not.
They do say that. They do offer. You can get in there and take a picture in with it, which is, no, I'm cool for now.
Yeah, that's about it. Yeah,
yeah.
I have to.
I've always thought about buying a hearse, but I heard they get really bad gas mileage. I don't know where I would leave it. So
that, and they're expensive because they're always luxury cars.
Yeah.
I've looked into it too. Yeah.
I think one of the coolest places to see a hearse in Tacoma is obviously at Church Cantina with Adam and his purple hearse.
Yep.
You know he's working if it's out there.
Yeah, he usually shows up to Crypticon as well.
True. So it'll be a fun time.
For him. He might not be there this year. I don't know.
Yeah, they can do whatever they want. But yeah, Crypticon Seattle, you can find the panels right available there. There's a lot more horror centric ones, but I like to talk about podcasting and I can do that for an hour, and I like to hang out with a lot of people that and friends that I've made at the convention and hang out with you guys, and then we can party. And they have the best party now in the convention scene around here, I believe. I really do believe, which isn't really a thing anymore for the most part. Most of them are going away, you know. Just all the fun conventions.
Conventions went through a tough time just with COVID, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like just even if you have a convention that's still going after COVID, you're probably pretty lucky. And if you have one with parties, with room parties, fuck, like get there.
Right. And that's also, I mean, that's part of it is remember going to a convention nowadays. I mean, it was always like hoped before, like if you were sick, you wouldn't show up. But now it's like super like, don't be the person who shows up sick. Like, if you've got the sniffles, stay at home.
Well, isn't that always a thing, though, Concred?
Yeah. I know it was before.
But you usually get it after. Yeah.
Yeah, now
that's the thing. Like, so many people come together. Like, look, man, I mean, I get it. Like,
thanks, Jeff. Thanks for the sound effects right there.
Yeah,
you
no.
You sound like Jeff. Don't show up.
Yes, please. Fuck, please.
Yeah, 100%. Like, you know, I've been to PAX for the last, probably 15 years at this point. We always call it the PAX plague. Like, we were there when swine flu was a thing. We went to the post-COVID one where everyone was masked up, and yeah, it's 100% a thing. So.
Yep. Man, long gone are the days where I was refereeing KY Jelly wrestling matches.
Long gone. I bet they're not that
in the back of Sweet. Oh, I'm pretty sure that I'm not going to be doing those anymore.
I'll never
say never. But I'm sure somebody else can take up that torch.
It feels like it was just.
I bet you a case of White Claw and some jelly will won't even be a thing.
You're just describing the next Brass Kraken party, is what.
Oh, there we go. See, yeah, I just taken those parties up to the Rainbow Room, which I got to show.
Probably wouldn't be a good idea.
Which I got to show off.
KY gets everywhere.
Dude.
Oh, yeah, we can make a slip and slide down the stairs of the Rainbow Room.
Oh, fuck that.
That is KY Jelly. Yeah. Dude, those are traditional Tacoma construction stairs. Those things are so steep and narrow that you'll just smash. Oh, no. That's a mistake waiting to happen on that. That's my home insurance, I don't think, would cover that one. So we're just going to. We're going to move on from that.
Is this before or after the hot boxing, sir?
Yeah, we've already done enough stupid things up there, which it was great. I've been able to bring that story back up in recent days and just telling people how ridiculous we were hanging out up there with our good friend Billy. We got to get Billy back over here. Maybe I can talk him into coming by when we have our big old shindig party where we get a bunch of people for our next live at the Union Club and then hang out afterwards.
We should come.
It would be cool. I'd like to hear him. I'd like to see him. All right, Jeff, you're really grossing me out. So before we get out of here, I wanted to give a shout out to a couple of things that are coming up on your calendar. You need to plot out your summer already because you've got a block out a whole bunch of time for putt stuff to the double second hole.
Whoa.
Yeah, double stuffed on the second hole.
Whoa.
I'm not sure.
Double stuffed.
There we go. There we go.
So, love meatballs in my mouth.
Yeah. So I think we're going to get that all set up. So we'll be getting and plotting out the date. Have we gotten the date? I don't know.
We haven't locked it down. We're looking at probably like the first week of August or the last week of July, something like that.
Yeah. Because you also have to plot out for the Northwest Pinball and Arcade Show,
ooh,
which is happening
such a good time.
Like, I think about the first weekend of June 7th, 8th, and 9th. Like, just plan a day to do it and just go. It's cheap. You get to spend an entire day playing all sorts of games, and you might be able to give a Simpsons character a colonoscopy.
I have a video of that, of Jeff doing that.
There are some interesting things that happen there, but it's an amazing event to go to, and it happens at the Greater Tacoma Convention Center, right downtown on Commerce Avenue.
Great job.
Oh, sorry, Derek, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, yes, for anyone not familiar, it's the same place that the Tacoma comic show goes on, too. Like, yep. It's just a fantastic venue.
It really is. I've done magic tournaments there, and I've also gone to AAA conventions where there was all just cruise ships for people for, like, 80-year-olds. But it was fun to go check that out, too. So they do a whole gamut of events on there, and then we always after party at the camp bar.
Yeah.
So, yep. So that's June 7th through 9th, the Northwest Pinball and Arcade Show, which I'm stoked about. And another one that we've talked about a whole bunch is Tacoma Porch Fest. They've just put out the word, and that's happening in the end of July, July 20th. So you've got some time. And if you haven't checked it out, it's pretty amazing because there's a whole section of kind of from 6th Ave to 12th Ave in kind of central Tacoma, because it's not really the north end, but it's on the end. edge of it. You can go to TacomaPorchFest.org to get the whole map. But then people will just bring bands out to play on their porches in that area. And it's just a beautiful cacophony in this entire set out area where you can just walk and go check out different bands. People that we've had on previously, Henry Hagen has performed there many years. And
love that guy.
A whole bunch of other people. And Scott's traversed the scenery in the past years, and you've loved it.
Dude, it is super fun. Like, you know, neighborhoods do little fun things like this every so often, right? But you don't usually get to see, like, bands on people's yards, on their porches. Like, it was just, it's really neat. You just walk around the neighborhood. There was, like, church parking lots that fill up. They had marching bands. It was dope. Yeah. I liked it a lot.
And the genres, like, are all over the place, which is some of the coolest. It's sometimes it's unintentionally hilarious, but it's also just a great way for you to get a whole taste of a whole bunch of different local music. It's just people who have signed up, because if you go to the website, TacomaPorchFest.org, you can either sign up to volunteer your porch or front yard as a host if you're in that area.
Which you should.
Or they're also looking for local musicians and artists to perform. So if you know someone who lives in that area who would be down for something like that, send them the link. Like, pass on the word. And if you know any local musicians, which, I mean, fuck God, I think everyone knows a local musician.
Oh, yeah.
And hip them to it. Let them know. This is something they're looking forward to having out there. And it's they'll figure it all out, but it's a great thing that they've done, and this isn't the first year they've done it. They've done it for a whole bunch of years, so it's worth checking out. And even if you just want to volunteer, if you think it's cool, you could do that as well.
And if you don't do any of those things, you can still just go and wander around and enjoy the music.
Straight
and
up.
Hang out. Meet me up on 6th Ave. We'll have a drink.
Right? That's one of the best parts, too, because it's right on like the end of, like, you basically can start over there.
And we'll dodge that homeless guy who parks his truck out there and runs around in the sundress chasing people who try crossing the street.
That was only one year, and that was only...
He's a tradition
there.
It did happen. That's a real thing.
Dude, you know, the craziest thing about that is that guy is locked in with a memory of me begging the guy at Shaka Bra to use the bathroom because I had to shit so bad.
I forgot about that.
He couldn't unlock the door, so I had to leap over the side where they do the roll up grates. And I was like, dude, can I just hop over? He's like, yeah, it's no problem. And like literally just ran in there. No one was in the stall, and thank God. And then in order to get to that point, I had to walk by the guy who had his burnt out pickup truck, like chained to it, like yelling. Yeah. Like, I don't think he was carrying an axe or a machete, but I think there was one nearby. And in the midst of that, I'm just like seriously like prairie dogging and praying because I knew I was still blocks away from getting to my car. So I'm just like, please, please, please. And they were cool. Like, Chaka Bra, like forever. Like, I mean, I love their breakfasts anyway, but they're real people. they recognize people in need. And help me out. But that's just some of the fun that you can find down on 6th Ave events. So I'm stoked for Porch Fest. Hopefully we can get all that done. And then we'll have putt stuff as well. Fuck yeah, we got a summer of fun, motherfuckers.
Right on. I'm excited about putt stuff, too. C-Notes got me going, man.
Well, I don't think we're going to be... I don't know if we're going to do same teams or anything like that. Maybe... If we get everyone coming back, but...
Yeah, it depends on who signs up, because I would like to do the same teams again, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, maybe...
Like, Keisha Nakesha said that apparently she hyped up putt stuff too much last year, because now her dad wants to participate.
Tight! Yes! Right. Yes! See, we can have... If we get enough extra...
I had to meet Eric's dad one time. That was...
Hey, I told you, we are very popular amongst parents.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We're as old as they are.
I just love it because if we can get our old teams back and then have more teams to compete against and just expand that sort of aspect, that could be fantastic. And I would absolutely, yeah, I would absolutely be down to participate with all my team members as well. I'm just going to take away C-Note's phone. So he,
I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, I think more teams would be great because it's just more teams for my team to beat.
Oh, you know what I mean? Oh, I'm
you
sure.
Realize, Scott,
I'm
you sure. realize if we make more teams that you're losing Eric, right?
That, okay, that's fine. We'll deal with that when it comes around, all right?
Well, I mean, even at that point, I think even maybe Eric should, I think that may, should just be like the core team because it is the championship team.
Yeah, Eric wasn't the best player on our team. That's
ooh.
Who yeah. was the best player on your team?
It was
Donovan, right?
Yeah,
Donovan was.
Yeah, that's yeah. right, because he was the one who took home the trophy because he was the best
that's
of the best.
Right.
I'm just glad it didn't.
I was a really good player too.
I'm just sure really glad you were. I'm just glad you weren't the best of the best because then that would have just absolutely been insufferable.
Well, buckle up, buddy, because next year, this year,
right? Yeah, we haven't gotten onto the third hole yet. No, we're still on the second hole. So,
yeah, it's gonna be sponsored by Luba.
just standard lube, just black tape, just white lube. Letters. It just says lube on the side.
Lube.
Yeah, it'll definitely be an interesting matchup because last year we did the harder of the two courses that we picked from. So,
we should do the hard one again, or we should do that one that they had sectioned off that had like tree roots and shit growing in it.
No, that's just Mad Max. That doesn't count.
I like that course.
That's just basically putting down Hosmer is all that was.
Yeah. Yes. We could do that. We could just make our own. It'd be like disc golf down Hosmer. No. That should actually be a Tacoma Olympic event.
Like urban golf, urban mini golf.
Yeah.
Just playing in the street, cars and everything. Fuck it.
Car.
Dude, that would be pretty fun. We could just aim for like the little holes, like the gutter holes at the end of the block.
That sounds like a bad idea happening. That sounds like
with biodegradable flying discs.
It sounds like it's a lot of fun until someone gets mad at us, and then it's going to turn to not a lot of fun real quick.
All right. Well, we're going to have to agree to disagree.
We'll workshop that idea, and we'll keep working on putt stuff. If you're interested in it, we've got, like I said, come back to our Discord. It's a great way to get information all of our stuff. We've got the putt stuff Discord. We have, again, like we said before, with patrons, we have the Patreon channel if you want to get all the inside scoop of all sorts of cool stuff. I don't know. But we also have things like Grit Fit, Grit City Sports. You can send your picks to a whole channel there. Or just to Scott at info@gritcitypodcast.com. Either which way works on that.
You know what? I have to say, honestly, not to hijack one more time, but I'm going to say this. I've gotten some pet pictures recently that made my day. Like, I was having a kind of a shitty day.
Aww.
Pictures of, like, sweet, sweet little pug dogs. I'm not going to say whose they were, Clack Wax. But they made my day. I was like, God damn, those pugs are cute. That's all.
DeCompton says he'll bring the body armor once we do the street putt.
He's thinking about it though, because it sounds fun.
I know,
that's why.
If they still had Lime scooters here, we could have done we could have done scooter polo.
That's what I was just gonna say. Yep.
Yeah. So I think we avoided a really really terribly great idea.
Avoided or missed out.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Or jousting, scooter jousting. We should bring that back.
Well,
what about that? I'd have to wear armor for that. I don't like that.
No, don't be a pussy. Just wear safety glasses. You don't want something in your eye.
Safety first is what we always say. Oh my God. All right. Thank
just
you guys
wear shoes.
For listening to our ridiculousness. Check out check out especially some of the recent episodes. We've done some really cool shit. And tell all of your friends, tell your parents. Like, doesn't matter how old your parents are, they'll be down for our podcast because parents relate.
Yep.
I don't know how that works, but it do. Spread the word. We love you all.
Hot stuff, apparently.
Yeah.
Spread the disease. Thank you.
Yep. You already are, Jeff. God, get yourself something for your sinuses.
Oh, my God. My eyes are, like, watering, like, out of my head. Like I don't even know what's going on.
All right. And on that note, stay gritty.
You've been listening to the Grit City Podcast. Check them out at gritcitypodcast.com.